Yes, I am.
Do you have an update?
We had talked about it in the beginning, but you weren't.
I don't think you were here.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yes, Mary Ann Melly. I have written quite a few letters, as have several other members of the NSB, to Secretary of State, Governor Lamont, Attorney General, John Larson, Richard Blumenthal, all about the absentee ballot issue with us blind and other print disabled people, and have had very little response. Mary Silverberg had a response from Secretary of State, and I got a response from my local senator, Senator Derek Flack, but not with much encouragement. So with that happening, I got in touch with the two members from the National Federation of the Blind at the main office. And with her, I spoke with two lawyers at the U.S. Department of Justice and filed a organizational complaint of discrimination. With, you know, the fact that no one seems to be taking seriously that we cannot vote by absentee ballot because it's all paper. Even the application for the absentee ballot is paper. And so at this point, I am waiting to see what the result of my complaint will be. The lawyers were great, very much behind us. They put our complaint ahead of all the others that they get every day. So they have to move that up the line to their superiors and see what the superiors decide to do with our complaint. But I will tell you that we have done this with many other states that have done the absentee ballots and have been successful at having them make it accessible to us electronically. So I am encouraged to think that Connecticut will do the same without being sued, or if we have to, then having to sue the state of Connecticut to make them comply with the ADA Title II and Section 504 sections that say they have to make accommodations for us. And so that's where we are right now. I am in touch with U.S. Department of Justice lawyers every week, you know, asking them what the status is, and I'm still at the waiting status. But that's what we have done so far.
Thank you. Okay, so is there something in the form of a resolution that we could present for a vote?
Well, I would just like to make, perhaps suggest the need, I would like to, I can't talk anymore, and I would like to make a motion that there is an urgent need to address the issue of accessible voting.
I'll second that. Okay, Eileen makes the motion. Beth seconds. Do we have a discussion?
Yes. What form would this take, though?
The form that Ms. Daniel described, hopefully by before August, before the primaries.
It hasn't even been addressed yet. Nobody's even talking about it. So I'm just taking my motion that far. At least there has to start being discussion. It has to be addressed. It's not being addressed at all.
Excuse me. This is Deb Reed from the NFC. I'm correcting if I'm wrong, but didn't still not say that there is a website, and it has been for a while, where we can go and fill out a form on our computer and then print it up and mail it in like everyone else?
No.
No, we don't have that.
No, we don't have that, Deb. Sorry.
Oh, I apologize.
I think what Deb is thinking is that it's been done in, if I understood Nathaniel, it's been being done in Maryland and some other states, but not yet here in Connecticut.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mr. Chairman, this is Nathaniel.
Go ahead, Nate.
Sure. Just very briefly, Mary is exactly correct. There is a system, Eileen has quite correctly and eloquently express what the problem is, and the American and there is also a solution. We don't necessarily need to, you know, obviously the advisory committee could say we like the system that's used in other states. Well, the advisory committee can just say there's a problem and fix it. And if they say, well, what's the solution? Well, we can point to a few that are acceptable. It is absolutely correct. This is used. Systems like this are used in other states, and there's a problem in Connecticut, and it might be the solution, but there certainly is a problem, and the NFB is looking to address it, and we certainly endorse anybody who also wants to express that there's a problem, and we would even go further if that organization wanted to, and say, and we like that solution. But certainly there is a problem of, I believe that, as an officer of NFB, that we would, we would support her wholeheartedly, Eileen's motion to accept.
Hey, Mary. Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Are you finished? I'm sorry.
Yes, I am. Thank you. Thank you, sir.
Okay, thank you. Go ahead, Mary.
Yeah. Just to be sure of how policy-wise, if we want to pass a resolution, are we looking to recommend that that all, you know, that Desby do the same thing and get involved in this and contact the Secretary of State's office with alternate solutions?
Well, I have a suggestion in that regard. I think what this body could do is take up a resolution asking the Secretary of the State's office to take this up as an urgent matter with regard to accessibility to absentee ballots, and that we do have suggestions as to how that can happen.
Al, is Beth?
Yeah, Beth, go ahead.
There is an online form that a lot of us have filled out where you can put in, you know, your suggestions, and that would be a fast way to let them know that more people care. I mean, we may put in 8 or 10 of us. If we send you that online paperwork, you could send in your own results, and hopefully they start paying attention, but it needs to be done quickly.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, right now, I think my motion is on the floor, and either it's going to have to be voted, down or whatever.
Could you restate your motion? Could you restate the motion? Thanks.
My motion was there is an urgent need to address the issue of accessible voting.
But in what way? By who?
As I see, the discussion hasn't even started by anybody, and. This is just kind of my first step, which I'd be happy to, if the motion gets voted down, that's fine, if somebody can substitute something else. We have to start somewhere. That's my only concern.
Well, it's Beth. That's why I think the form should be mailed to each of you so that you can look at it and put in your suggestions that way. And it's immediate, and it goes right to the Secretary of State.
I would agree with Beth on that, because we've pointed out the problem to them, and they're still not listening.
Yeah. So we can't.
They have not taken action, and unless they're forced to, they are not going to do it. Can we count on enough people writing in or sending in that ballot? Maybe, maybe not. Is there any reason why Desby, as a body, cannot, as an agency, cannot contact the Secretary of State's office? Brian, can you address that?
I guess what I would address it as is that we're a bureau within a state agency within the executive branch of government, so we would have to follow protocols in order to elevate the issue outside of bureau level. But what I will say is, as you've all indicated, the Secretary of the State's office is aware of it, and they're aware of it, as you've indicated, Mary, because they have publicly responded to it. So What we would do is bring to the attention of an entity that there's an issue that has been brought to our attention. But you've already done that, so they're aware that that issue exists.
Well, they don't seem to be doing anything about it.
That's why, Beth, we need to mail out these forms. Maybe if we mail it out to you. Different organizations like SRC and our board members, and we can all forward it out, and everyone can fill out the form. Maybe we'll get some attention.
Or Marianne Melly.
Go ahead, Marianne.
Eileen and all other members of this advisory committee, you can write your own letters and tell them how displeased you are and how this is affecting you personally. As a blind voter, and express to them that this is not accessible. You have the right to your own private vote. You know, one of the remarks, Nathaniel actually went on the news, and the response was terrible from the Secretary of State's office, but basically said, well, someone else can fill it out for you. And that's unacceptable. We have the right.
That's why I feel as a advisory board, we need to go on record and then do something as individuals. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I would love to see this form, but I think as an advisory board, we've got to say something.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So I would advise you all definitely to email the Secretary of State's office with your own personal letter stating, you know, how upsetting this is and you're violating our rights. And if you don't do something about it, now it's already gone to the U.S. Department of Justice, but that's all right. You know, tell them we'll file a complaint with the United States Department of Justice as well.
It's Marianne, you're right, and perhaps the Secretary of State's office at some point needs to have even one of us say, then I will pursue this in court.
Yeah, and you can all do that as advisory board.
We can all do that.
Yeah.
We can do it as private citizens. We can do it in any way we'd like. The other thing is letters to the editor in the newspapers.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Chairman,
be wonderful.
Yes, who's that calling to the chairman?
Yes, Philip McGowanek. I agree with the board member that a resolution from your committee is vital. It shows strength in numbers, not only as individuals sending it in emails, but this shows from an agency that is sanctioned by the government that there's something wrong here. It's not just we're displeased or we're upset. It's against the law what they are planning to do. So that has to be very forceful. So I hope the board will take that position that a resolution from the committee and the SRC would be most helpful, and I would appreciate that as well. Thank you.
And Mr. Chairman, Nathaniel, if I may just go ahead for a moment. Sure. I'll say as individuals and as a board, you have the option of doing both. It's not one or the other. You know, everyone should write their letters. I wrote mine. But certainly, there's in addition the option of the advisory committee voting on Eileen's resolution or something very similar to it. I think that it would be, as Phil said, it would be powerful. And please bear in mind that, you know, it wouldn't no longer make it just one organization of blind people that cares about it, but, to diversity, that the whole group of blind people that advise ESPE from different organizations and different perspectives. Are saying, hey, there's a problem.
Okay, thanks. All right, so I'm going to ask you one more time, if you don't mind, I need to read your resolution so we can bring this forward.
There is an urgent need to address the issue of accessible voting.
Okay, very good, Des. So we would bring that forward to presumably the Secretary of the State's office. Do we have Take it to a vote.
Alice,
yes, go ahead.
Move on.
Go ahead, Beth.
Would you like us to forward you the form so you can just go to the link? Is that better for the...
Sure, yeah, no, that'd be great. As a matter of fact, if we could just forward it to all members of the of this body, at least we could start with that. But I think, a resolution telling the Secretary of the State's office that this is an urgent matter would certainly be helpful.
Yeah, both.
Okay.
Great.
So with that, let's take it to a vote. All those in favor of the resolution, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Okay, the motion passes. So let's get this thing over to the Secretary of the State's office and let them know that people are paying attention, that we want them to do something about that. And meanwhile, we get a form out to each of us, then they'll know what we're filling out and get ourselves access to the absentee ballots. Points to the good and welfare. Do we have anything on points to the good and welfare?
Wish Ed success in his retirement and thank him for all the hard work he's done with the BEP program.
Yes. Congratulations.
Yeah, second that. Any others? Thanks, Ed. Any others?
You're welcome.
I have a question, please. This is Eileen.
Go ahead.
I'm wondering, is there any way, Brian, that we could have, or that there could be access to the Connecticut State Plan on Aging?
Thought that was distributed. That was sent out by the director of the Aging Program.
I saw the letter, but I didn't see a link to the actual document.
I thought the link was embedded in the document.
Oh.
Yeah, it was.
All right, then I'm going to have to bring it up in another format on my display. I apologize. I didn't realize that. Thank you.
Yeah, it was 70 pages long.
I know it's very long, but it's embedded in the document. Okay. I wasn't able to do that, but I'll try again. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Very good. Thanks, Eileen. All right. Any others? It's the good and welfare.
This is Andrea Judici. I just have a quick comment.
Yeah.
I just wanted to announce an exciting conclusion to a long process for the Connecticut affiliate of American Council of the Blind. We've officially changed our name from CTCB to ACB of Connecticut, and I'm very proud of my group for working with me and all of us being able to work with National and making that happen. So just wanted to make that announcement.
Excellent. Thanks, Andrea.
And this is Catherine Guzman, and I have something to say. Yeah. If that's okay.
Sure, go ahead.
I just wanted to thank the TBIs. We have finished the school year with our children at school. Thank goodness it's over for homeschooling for the regular year. There are some parents that are doing homeschooling and whatnot, but I wanted to thank the TBIs that have worked so hard, calling in and checking on us and helping out. My personal TBI was wonderful, and I'm very glad for her. And it was a very difficult couple of months here, and I'm glad it's over. I just wanted to say good work to all the parents and the TBIs and everybody who got through it. So,
very good. Thanks, Catherine.
And children, of course.
Thanks. Yep. Of course. And Catherine, thanks for your work, by the way, on the Blind Americans Equality Day.
Catherine and Beth.
Track of what I was talking about, but thank you for that thing you sent us. Very good. Next. Any others?
Catherine?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Beth, go ahead.
Did you get the Braille readers or leaders to send out to the rest of the TBIs? I'm sorry, what? The contest for the Braille readers or leaders, has that all been forwarded out to all the students? Oh, wrong Catherine. This is Catherine Guzman. So.
Okay. All right. Sorry.
No problem.
I'll have to email her.
Further points to the good welfare. Hearing none, do we have a motion to adjourn?
This is Andrea. I make the motion.
This is Eileen. I second it.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Okay, very good. Thanks, you guys. We will see you in September, and I expect we'll be meeting in this same format.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then, enjoy
your summer.
Okay, thank you, everybody.
Thank you. All right, bye.
Bye-bye, everyone. Take care.